This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. There has been an indictment of an Iranian intelligence officer and three alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network after they were charged in Manhattan with planning to lure U.S. resident and human rights activists from New York to Iran. The indictment alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. Victims were also targeted in the United Arab Emirates, and the identities of the alleged victims have not been released thus far. The COVID-19 curve in the U.S. is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks alone. And they're now saying that the confirmed infections climbed to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday. That's up from 11,300 on June 23rd, according to Johns Hopkins University data. In all but two states, that's Maine and South Dakota, reporting the case numbers have gone up over the past 2 weeks. At the same time, parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance. The death toll climbed to 72 from rioting in South Africa on Tuesday, with many people trampled to death during the looting of stores as police and the military fired stun grenades and rubber bullets to try to halt the unrest set off by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. This is